Today on Press TV, the US is stepping up to criticism of Syria over the removal of its chemical weapons. Washington says Damascus is deliberately stalling an international disarmament deal. And the US Secretary of State says all options are still on the table for Syria. John Kerry stated that Damascus could face consequences for failing to get rid of its chemical weapons stockpile. Iran's foreign minister says extremism in Syria threatens the whole world, and if it gets out of control, it will be not contained in the Arab country. Mohammad Javad Zarif told Press TV the terrorists operating in Syria will eventually turn their weapons on their supporters. Zarif made the remarks on the sidelines of the 50th Munich Security Conference. The UN has criticized Israel for demolishing three dozen Palestinian homes in the occupied Jordan Valley. The world body also told Tel Aviv to halt its violations of international law, but Israel has defied all international calls to stop land grabs and the expansion of settlements in the Palestinian territories. Israeli forces have opened fire on Palestinian protesters in the West Bank, injuring 16. One of the protesters was shot in the neck and is in critical condition. The demonstration was held to condemn the killing of a Palestinian teenager by Israeli forces. Ukraine has opened a criminal investigation into an alleged attempt by the opposition to take state power. The Ukrainian investigators say they have examined information on computers confiscated from an opposition party in December, which shows mass anti-government protests were pre-planned. The opposition wants close ties with the West. Official figures show that the jobless rate in the Eurozone remained near the record high of 12% in December and has remained unchanged since October. More than 90 million people are jobless in the Eurozone. Some members of the 18-nation bloc are experiencing their worst economic crises since World War II. An official report says living standards in Britain have suffered their most prolonged decline for at least half a century. The data published by the Office for National Statistics shows real wages have been falling consistently since 2010. Officials say this is the longest decline since at least 1964. Battles rage on between French troops and Seleka rebels in the Central African Republic. The rebels are still in control of a strategic town north of the capital Bangui. The French are trying to retake the area. Paris has deployed 1,600 troops to the CAR to quell the violence in its former colony. Those are latest here on Press TV.